Ooh-wee, you're now tuning in to Punch Drunk Boxing Podcast, and y'all already know we created the podcast to pay homage to the modern-day warriors, modern-day gladiators, the one that put their life on the line for pure entertainment, and damn, it was pure entertainment this past weekend between Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia. Oh, Lord. Ryan Garcia won a majority decision. Should have been a unanimous decision, but we're going to be talking about a little bit more about that. But he won a majority decision versus Devin the Dream Haney, beating him up from pillar to mother effing post. Wow. Look, you could predict that Ryan Garcia was going to beat Devin Haney. You could have predicted that Devin Haney was going to outpoint Ryan Garcia. But the way that Ryan Garcia beat Devin Haney, I don't think a lot of people saw it coming. I don't think a lot of people saw that even Ryan Garcia's shoulder roll was going to be better than Devin Haney's shoulder roll. Devin Haney's shoulder roll was like a pretzel roll. A lot of people was critiquing Ryan Garcia's shoulder roll in the previous fight when he faced Oscar Duarte Jr., in which he knocked him out in the eighth round. A lot of people was making fun of Ryan Garcia's shoulder roll. Like, what the hell is he doing? What the hell is he doing? If that's a California roll, a sushi roll, what the hell is it? What type of roll it is? But, man, I'm going to tell you like this. He went back to the drawing board, went back to the lab, fixed that up. And look, it was better than Devin Haney's shoulder roll, in which Devin Haney, you know, he got his shoulder roll from the Mr. Miyagi's of the TMT gym. Mayweather Sr. Damn. But it was entertaining, ladies and gentlemen. Three knockdowns. They should have counted like six knockdowns, right? And look, shout out to Devin Haney. He was out. He was a good warrior. You know what I'm saying? He kept on standing up. He had the spirit of a warrior. Now I can't stay down. I gotta rise back up. Devin Haney was singing, I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I'm a survivor. I ain't gonna stay down for nobody. I ain't gonna stay down. I'ma keep on rising up. Every time you knock me down, I'ma keep on rising up. So you gotta give a lot of credit to Devin Haney, right? You gotta give a lot of credit for Devin Haney for having this particular fortitude to keep on getting up, to keep on getting pummeled down, and he rolls back up, pummeled down, and rolls back up. And at the end of the day, there's gotta be a winner and a loser. And Ryan Garcia won. Ryan Garcia was a major underdog. You know, because of course the momentum that was carrying into this fight. Devin Haney, was undefeated. Devin Haney was an undisputed 135-pound division and beating George Kambosos out there in Australia. Then he moved up and faced the former champion, the current belt holder at the time, Regis Prograis, and became a two-division world champion by the age of 25. Ryan Garcia never had the opportunity to become a champion, and this time around that was supposed to be his first opportunity, but you know what I'm saying? He blew the opportunity to become a world champion because he came above the weight limit in 140 pounds. He weighed in at 143, but the fight still went through. But you know, we've been talking about this for the rest of the week, right? We've been talking about it since it happened. But let's talk about this. Boxing is heading to a place that, unfortunately. If you have kept the moral rules of the sport of boxing, we're talking about the sport of boxing. We wanted Ryan Garcia to fight for that belt. We want to take belt serious. We want to take champion serious. We want to take legacy, because legacy reigns supreme, ladies and gentlemen. Legacy reigns supreme. You want to retire as a fighter, and then, you know what I'm saying, you want to be in that podium when you get voted into the Hall of Fame. If you get voted to the Hall of Fame, and then people just gives you all these accolades, all these accomplishments, the hardware that you won and earned. But it seems like it's not important anymore. It seems like it's not important anymore. But let me tell you like this. As much as the morals of the sport of boxing has been tampered, has been devalued, has been watered down, isn't the people always saying in the sport of boxing,
I want boxing to be like it used to be. I want boxing to be like it used to be, though. You know what I'm saying? When fighters used to fight like this and fighters used to fight like that, why box can't be?
Look, at the end of the day, man, whether boxing is good, boxing is great, there's always a group of people in the sport of boxing that's always, always, always just not satisfied. I always say in the sport of boxing, a lot of boxing fans be acting like bitter baby mamas in Family Court. You're never satisfied. Never satisfied. They always want to bring the past to downplay the today. Y'all always want to downplay today's fighters by bringing the fighters of the past, right? But that's not fair, right? That's not fair. That's not fair, because when we comparing fighters today, we always want to compare them to the legends. Not comparing with the ninth ranked fighter from back in the days. Don't compare with Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard and Hagler, Hearns and Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Robinson and Floyd Patterson. Don't compare them as Salvador Sanchez, Ulises Chavez, Wilfredo Gomez, Wilfredo Benitez. You know what I'm saying? Don't compare them to the legends of the past, because these guys, their career still haven't even has their prime career is just beginning. But there is a lot of contradiction when it comes to, oh, yo, I want fire. Yo, I want boxing to be what it used to be. But guess what? Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Tan Davis is actually bringing boxing to what it used to be. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney, right? New York City. New York City, where it all started. When prize fighting became legalized, it just came full circle. Let's not forget that in 1920, the Walker Law legalized prize fighting in New York State by establishing the New York State Athletic Commission, the first time in America in which prize fighting was legalized, which is called boxing as well, but prize fighting, because today we're going back to the days. You wanted boxing to be like it used to be? Well, it is what it used to be, right? Don't be asking for something. Don't ask for something and then be like, yo, what's happening in the boxing? Yo, the belts matter. I wish that the belts matter, because that's my era. But if you wanted boxing to be what it used to be, then let's talk about what it used to be. Prize fighting. No belts. There was no belts on the line. It was just cash money. Cash money. You wanted boxing to what it used to be? Well, guess what? Your prayers has been answered. It is back to what it used to be. And Gervonta Tan Davis and Ryan Garcia is the creator, not the creator of prize fighting, but the creator of this era, that belts don't matter. Trash the belts. You wanted boxing to go to what it used to be? Well, Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Tan Davis has brought it back to what you wanted it to be. Like I was saying, in 1920, the Walker Law legalized prize fighting in New York State by establishing the New York State Athletic Commission. Didn't we see Ryan Garcia versus Devin the Dream Haney in New York City? It came all full circle. Prize fighting has came full circle. And let me tell you like this. Ain't no fighter right now. I know it's fresh. I know it's relevant. You feel me? And we're going to be having other boxing fights. And of course, their victories and their performance is going to be praised. But right now, Ryan Garcia is getting praised like no other fighter. Ryan Garcia is getting praised with no other fighter. Ladies and gentlemen, just like last year, I said this last year when Gervonta Tan Davis and Ryan Garcia was fighting. I said that this fight is more important to the sport of boxing than to their legacy. Because at the end of the day, see, I'm looking at this point as well. I'm looking at it like, you know what I'm saying, legacy reigning supreme. But that fight wasn't about hardware. That was all prize fighting. But what boxing actually needed at the time, and especially right now, because I believe that 2023 has been a wonderful year in the sport of boxing, and I think it's carried it on to 2024, have a great momentum, and shout out to all the promoters, shout out to all the business handlers, shout out to the network, shout out to everybody, right? Shout out to Top Rank, shout out to The Zone, shout out to ESPN, shout out to Showtime that's no longer here, but they did a wonderful job 2023, shout out to Amazon Prime, shout out to Amazon Prime and Netflix that has come into the business of the sport of boxing. Shout out to Oscar De La Hoya Golden Boy Promotion that has done a wonderful job, especially 2024, and keeping the momentum of 2023. Shout out to Al Heyman, PBC, TGB, Tom Brown. Shout out to Steven Espinoza. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Matchroom Boxing, Eddie Hearn. Shout out to Most Valuable Promotions, Jake Paul. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. But let me tell you like this. The Gervonta Tan Davis and Ryan Garcia is the fight that captivated the imagination and the emotions of the boxing fans like it has in a very, very long time. Last time that it captivated the imagination, the emotions of the boxing fans was with Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. And let me tell you like this, as much as the fans wanted that fight and the performance of that fight actually killed boxing. That's when everybody said, F boxing, we're going to the UFC. Because of the performance. because of the performance. Because let me tell you like this, as great as Floyd Mayweather is, the Money Mayweather style killed boxing. It actually worked for him though. It actually worked for him. And then there's other fighters that felt like, you know what? Since it worked for Floyd Mayweather, of course, there got to be some evolution in the sport of boxing. So, of course, they're going to piggyback on what Floyd Mayweather did. And then these fighters started caring about their O. And the manager started caring about their O. Because the blueprint is you keep your O, you could get money like Floyd Mayweather. But that's not the case. It only worked with Floyd. It didn't work with anybody else. And today, right now, in the 140-pound division, the most lucrative and most interesting division in the sport of boxing, even the champions right now doesn't even have no O. I like it. Teofimo Lopez doesn't have an O. Matias, the IBF champion, Matias doesn't have an O. Devin Haney just lost his O. And Pitbull Crew just lost his O. But we're going to be talking about that just a little bit later. Let's keep on the subject of prize fighting. Prize fighting has returned to the sport of boxing. Just like in the 1920s, just like in the back of the days without no strap, without no belts. Remember the 1923, the Jack Dempsey belt, the lineal belt, the belt that actually that Teofimo Lopez got right now in the 140-pound division. I'm talking about these names. You see the thumbnail. I'm talking about these names because they're all attached to one another. You can't talk about Javante Tan Davis and not bring up Ryan. You can't talk about Devin and not bring up T.O. You cannot talk about Shakur and not bring up Tank and Ryan and T.O. You could just mix and match it. This is just the era right now. Just like in the 80s, right? You can't bring up Roberto Duran and not bring up Sugar Ray Leonard and not bring up Hearns and not bring up Hagler. Mix and match it. That's just the crew. That's the crew. Dude. You feel me? That's the cream of the crop of this young generation. But the cream of the crop of the young generation got no strap. Got no belt. Javante Tan Davis got no strap. Yeah, he got a little strap, but he don't even give a damn about the strap. There was one fight that Javante Tan Davis said, I don't even know what belt we fighting for. I think that was the lead up to the Leo Santa Cruz fight. I don't even know. He don't even care. He had the regular title. Devin Haney had the super title in the 135-pound division. Javante Tan Davis don't give a damn about the strap. As a matter of fact, Javante Tan Davis fought Ryan Garcia without the strap. Just like Ryan Garcia fought Devin Haney without the strap. And a lot of people wanted to make it a big deal. Well, you know what I'm saying? The strap, yo, that's effed up. Ryan Garcia didn't come in weight. He came in 143. Well, he gave Devin Haney 600K. So it don't matter, right? It don't matter. And it didn't matter to Devin Haney. It didn't matter to Ryan Garcia. It didn't matter to the promoters. It didn't matter to the network, the zone. It didn't matter to the fans because Ryan Garcia is getting praised with all the balloons and flowers. He was with Donald Trump yesterday. Ryan Garcia is going on this podcast, going to this podcast. Everybody talking about every publication, every high traffic media outlet is talking about Ryan Garcia, and he's getting praised. He's getting love. The social media numbers is skyrocketing way up. He is the talk of the town, not only in the sport of boxing, but in the world of sports. And he ain't win nothing. He ain't win a strap. He ain't win gold. No WBC, IBF, WBO, WBA, IBO, lineal champion. Nothing. And he is getting praise. He is the face right now in the sport of boxing, of course. Not the face. I'm not talking about. He's the face of this generation. Him and Tank. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, the sixth, the four division world champion, super middleweight undisputed, King Nello, a.k.a. Cartelo, a.k.a. Cash Nello, a.k.a. Payday, a.k.a. get the fuck out of here, man. Yes, he's the face of boxing right now. But you can see the switch right now. The interest is in this generation and, you know what I'm saying, just the evolution. Put it this way, if Canelo Alvarez drop his belts right now, y'all still want to see David Benavidez versus Canelo Alvarez. Am I right or wrong? Damn it, I'm talking to y'all. If Canelo Alvarez dropped the belts right now, is the primary fight for Canelo Alvarez David Benavidez, yes or no? You know it is. The belts don't matter. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Everybody want to see Ryan. Everybody want to see Tank. As a matter of fact, the belts don't matter that Frank Martin, the guy that Tank Davis is going to be fighting in June, he was supposed to fight Shakur Stevenson for the vacant WBC title in the lightweight division. And guess what? Frank Martin said, I don't give a damn about that belt. And I don't give a damn about the chump change. I'm going to fight Javante Tan Davis. And if I beat Javante Tan Davis, even though that you've been a three-division world champion, at the time, two-division world champion, unified in the super featherweight, I'm talking about Shakur Stevenson. that if I beat Shakur Stevenson, it's not better than me beating Javonta Tank Davis, and it's not more money than me fighting Javonta Tank Davis. There's fighters right now, they're skipping the opportunity to become a world champion to fight the likes of a Javonta Tank Davis and a Ryan Garcia. Devin Haney didn't give a damn about defending his belts. Let me get that moolah. It's prize fighting, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. It's prize fighting. We're going like back in the days. You asked for it, you got it. You prayed on it, you got the blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, fans, you wanted boxing to go back to what it used to be. So what it used to be is right here in front of you. Prize fighting, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, the belt federation, you going out of business. You just lucky that Canelo Alvarez want to keep his belt. But if Canelo Alvarez says, I don't give about that. I don't give about the WBC, the WBA. I don't give a damn. As a matter of fact, if Canelo Alvarez tells Mauricio Sudamon, the president of the WBC, to get the fuck out of here like I thought that Mitra Andre, you just want pay, they pay. You know who really want the pay, they pay, they pay, they? The belt federations. You want pay, they Paco from the WBO. You want pay, they Desmond People from the IBF. You want pay, they Mendoza from the president of the WBA. You want pay, they WBC president Mauricio Sudamon. No more pay, they for y'all, because we're going back to prize fighting. I do like the lineal championship belt because there's no sanctioning fee. And we know that whoever holds the lineal, the belt that Teofimo Lopez got, to be the man, you got to beat the man. That belt was the most prestige belt in the sport of boxing. That belt. But we're going even before the 1923. The Jack Dempsey belt, the Jack Johnson belt, all that. We're going the Rocky Balboa belt. Yeah, the belt that he beat Apollo Creed. Yeah. It's going before that. We're going back to the origin of boxing. Forget about the 1980s and forget about the Four Kings and forget about the Muhammad Ali's and the Frazier. We're going before that. Forget about the Willie Pep and the Sandy Sanders. We're going before that. Forget about that. This is prize fighting. Boxing original. Teofimo Lopez, Shakur Stevenson, Devin Haney. Devin Haney wants a rematch with Ryan Garcia. Shakur Stevenson is calling out Javonta Tank Davis, not the other way around. Teofimo Lopez said they want to fight Ryan Garcia after the fight. You know, in society, abnormal has become the normal. Well, in boxing is the same thing. Champions calling out non-champions. Non-champions being the A-side. If T.O. is versus Tank, Tank is the A-side. T.O. versus Ryan, Ryan is the A-side. Shakur versus Tank, Tank is the A-side. Shakur Stevenson is a 3-division world champion, unified the titles in the super featherweight division. Teofimo Lopez is a 2-time lineal champion, should be recognized as a 2-division undisputed world champion by the age of 25 when he beat Vasiliy Lomachenko in 135 and when he beat Josh Taylor in 140-pound division. By the age of 25. Look at what these guys are doing. Look at the accomplishments. Devin Haney, undisputed at 135 and a champion in 140. Look at what these guys. These guys are going for legacy, y'all. These guys are going for the belts. These guys are going for the gusto. These guys are going for legacy, reign supreme. It don't matter anymore. It's watered down, ladies and gentlemen. Damn it, it's watered down. Teofimo Lopez for Josh Taylor in the Hulu Theater that only holds 5,000 plus. Where is the respect? Devin Haney, pay-per-view numbers versus Regis Prograis was reported as 51,000 pay-per-view buys. 51. Who cared? Shakur Stevenson became a 3-division world champion by fighting Edu de los Santos. Who cared? They cared about the performance. They forgot that he became a 3-division world champion. I don't give a damn. He was running around and stuff like that. Nobody even cared about his accomplishment. 3-division world champion at the age of 25? They didn't care. The fans didn't care. Boo! Boo! You ran! Boo! Of course, I always say everything is not about winning and losing, but it's how you win and how you lose. They didn't like the way that he won. Boo! He said, I retire. So who cares? Retire. You're boring anyway. Devin Haney don't sell. Devin Haney don't sell. Look at the numbers of the pay-per-view. Regis Prograis. Regis Prograis did a recent interview and said, yo, I got no money off the pay-per-view. He said he got no money. He said, I got no money. He downplayed his own event. Because, of course, these people depend on the back end of the pay-per-view buys. He said, I got no money. Regis Prograis looking at it like it was a waste of my time. We should have got the guarantee. At least let me get that $4 million guarantee. Forget about the pay-per-view. Should have put that ish on free TV. And you got Javonta Tank Davis selling out arenas. It don't matter if it's versus Hector Luis Garcia in Washington, D.C. It don't care if he's selling out the arena in Atlanta, selling out the arena in L.A. versus Pitbull Cruz, and nobody knew who Pitbull Cruz was. Selling out arenas after arenas from every region, from every corner of America. He don't give a damn about the belts. Ryan Garcia. Fighting Devin. Hey, man, forget that belt. I don't give a damn. I'm a fight, and everybody going to watch. It was packed in New York City, Barclays Center. It was packed. Everybody ran out from Madison Square Garden after the Knicks game and went across the bridge and went to Brooklyn, New York. Ryan Garcia is getting praised more by being Devin Haney than Teofimo Lopez was getting praised by becoming a lineal champion by beating Josh Taylor. Ryan Garcia is getting praised in a non-title match by being Devin Haney than Shakur Stevenson becoming a three-division world champion. Devin Haney is getting, Ryan Garcia is getting more praise by being Devin Haney than Devin Haney beating Regis Prograis and Devin Haney beating George Kambosos. He getting more money and getting more praise. Going out there and meeting the president. Everybody asking for pictures. Everybody asking for interview. Everybody asking for your time. Everybody is playing the highlight reel. And this is what I got to tell y'all folks also. Just like I said, everything is not about winning and losing, but it's how you win and how you lose. Fighters, listen to your boy, Mr. Moonshine. Listen to your boy. Get in the gym. Like y'all always in the gym. I love these fighters. But when the lights come on and the lights are bright and people are paying the hard-earned money, y'all got to develop a skills that's entertaining. Teofimo Lopez got that down pack. Shakur was doing pretty good after the Nakatilia fight, but then, you know what I'm saying, the Eddie De Los Santos fight, it is what it is. Devin Haney was getting a little better, but it's not Ryan Garcia's box office and Tank's box office. And now you got, like I said, in society, now it's abnormal turning into normal, just like they're giving women that want to be men, I mean, men that want to be women, you know what I'm saying? Like Bruce Jenner, like Kim Kardashian's dad that want to become a woman, he gets a prize for Woman of the Year. It's getting abnormal, right? The world is getting abnormal. Abnormal has become the new normal. And in the sport of boxing, abnormal has become new normal. When you got champions chasing non-champions, when you got non-champions, people that really haven't proven themselves are gaining more money and more recognition. Okay, it's one thing about gaining more money, but gaining more recognition and respect. Now, these guys that are non-champions, they're getting praised. Look, Javonta Tank Davis on a pound-for-pound list. He was above Shakur Stevenson. They don't even have Teofimo Lopez on the pound-for-pound list on ESPN on Ring. Javonta Tank Davis got junior varsity belts. He's currently now holding the WBA, now the only belt in the WBA in the lightweight division is Javonta Tank Davis. But remember who had it. It was Devin Haney when it was actually Lomachenko when he beat Luke Campbell. Then it went Teofimo Lopez. Then he got the Super WBA. Then he got George Kambosos when George Kambosos defeated Tio. And then Devin Haney when he defeated George Kambosos. But Tank Davis was getting praised by having the junior varsity belt. Nobody cared. Ladies and gentlemen, this new generation, the cash cows, is non-champions. But the ultimate prize fighters. we're going back to what it used to be. Satio, Shakur, Devin, you want Tank? You want Ryan? Forget about the sanctioning fees. Drop that belt because the fans don't give a damn. And just like the business change, the fans change with it. The fans don't give a damn about your gold. The fans don't give a damn about the belts. It is watered down. It is played out. It is what it is. I pride myself in always saying that legacy reigns supreme. And the reason why I tell these folks to drop the belts, if they want a Tank or Ryan, because first, if you fight Ryan Garcia or Javonta Tan Davis, you don't want to pay no damn sanctioning fee. If they don't got to pay no sanctioning, then you don't pay no sanctioning fees. Those 3%, nah. I'm going to get as much money as I want. Drop that belt. Who gives a damn? And the reason why I say that a guy like Teofimo Lopez could drop the belt, in my opinion, Teofimo Lopez was the commander-in-chief, the leader of this generation. But when it comes to accomplishments, and I know the frustration of a guy like Teofimo Lopez, because Teofimo Lopez said, I wanted to bring back to what it used to be. But his idea of what it used to be is when everybody was fighting each other like the 80s. But people had it. But what it used to be, what it really used to be, what made this sport what it is, it's prize fighting. It just put the most noticeable name versus the other noticeable name, and that's going to create the buzz, that's going to create the cash. Javonta Tan Davis versus a Shakur will do great pay-per-view numbers. Ryan Garcia versus Teofimo Lopez will do better numbers and probably do better numbers than probably Ryan versus Tank. I think that T.O. versus Ryan Garcia will actually do $2 million more. Pay-per-view buys because of the momentum of Ryan Garcia. Oh, yeah, this is the Ryan Garcia that everybody believe in now. People believe Ryan Garcia as a performer. People believe in Teofimo Lopez as a performer, too. But with these two, you don't know what you're going to expect. But you know what? Two explosive fighters with speed and power. Teofimo Lopez with the athleticism, with the speed and power. See, Devin Haney didn't have that speed and power. See, Devin Haney don't have that equalizer. Devin Haney don't have the oohs and the ahs. He don't have that. T.O. got it. Ryan got it. Explosion, ladies and gentlemen. Explosion, baby! That is two. That it will break records, ladies and gentlemen. Teofimo Lopez versus Ryan Garcia will break records, and I don't give a damn what belt is on the line. Throw it to the garbage. Throw it in the garbage. Let's be real. You don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Shakur Stevenson versus Javonta Tan Davis. I don't give a damn if they're fighting for a belt. Let's be real. Let's be honest. David Benavidez versus Canelo Alvarez. You don't give a damn. I don't give a damn either. Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua. I don't give a damn. You don't give a damn either. I don't give a damn. Let's be real. As much as I want to keep the morals of the sport of boxing, at the end of the day, I want boxing itself to stay alive, to captivate the imagination and the emotions of the boxing fans, to bring back boxing to what it used to be. And what it used to be, it was the primary sport in America. And you could only do it if it's name versus name, relevant versus relevant at the highest level. At this time, when people are saying that boxing is going to die, boxing is in a coma, boxing is on life support, the only thing that's going to save boxing right now, if we match them up with noticeable name, relevant name at the highest level, when they're at the best, when it has great momentum, and Ryan Garcia got great momentum, Tan got good momentum, T.O. got the accomplishments, they young, in their prime, this could be just as good as the 80s. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you like this. I know a lot of people like to, again, play today's for yesterday. Shout out to Devin Haney. He didn't quit like Roberto Duran did versus Sugar Ray Leonard. We love Hagler versus Hearns. I love it. I always go back to that first round. I think that was the best first round ever in the sport of boxing. But let's not forget that fight only lasted 3 rounds. Let's stop. Nah. Let's stop comparing it. Today could be just like or just as good, entertaining wise, than yesterday. We got the charisma. We got the promoters. We got the fathers. We got the business. Can you imagine the promotion between Tio and Ryan? Tio and Tank? Tank and Shakur? Shakur and Ryan? Shakur and Devin? Devin and Tio? Let's add a little Rolly into it, even though he did so bad. But hey, a Rolly and a Devin, they'll go back at it. They both lost. Even the losers will do good fighting each other. Adding the Subriel Matias as well. Adding the People Cruz as well. But who cares about the belts? Now, I would like to see. Now, I'll say this. If guy like Matias and Tio fights for the unification belt, for the unification title, that's good. Good. Pitbull Cruz versus Matias. Wow, Puerto Rican versus Mexican. Beautiful. Beautiful. All I'm saying, folks, is that today's boxing is all about prize fighting now. People like to see Francis Ngannou versus Tyson Fury. No title in the line. It don't matter now. The fans, the sport of boxing did a disservice to itself. Not to the fans, to itself. Belts didn't matter because the belt federations got greedy. Belts got watered down because it got to the point where every time you tune in, somebody's winning some type of belt. The WBA had like 5-4 belts. You go, Conor Ben is okay. He's holding the WBA. Tio's holding the WBA. Tank is holding the WBA. Who the hell is a champion, man? Now the casuals don't don't know who's a champion, who's a real champion, because the networks is versus the networks, promoters versus the promoters. Everybody don't know nothing. So guess what? It watered it down. Once everybody got something, it's watered down. If you in a club, right? You know what I'm saying? Or in a lounge. Let's say you in the lounge, right? In the lounge. And everybody got the same shoe. Isn't it watered down? Let's say everybody got what you call that? Balenciaga sneakers. But everybody got the Balenciaga sneakers. It's like, oh, you're not special no more, right? If you go, especially right now in the lounge, right? Remember back in the days when there used to be like a VIP, but it only used to be like 4 tables of VIP. Like 4 tables, everything. And then the rest is down, is a dance floor. You could go to the bar if you want to drink, right? Now, they have a bunch of tables everywhere. Now, every lounge is just a bunch of tables. There is no more dance floors. There is no more dance floor. The dance floor is in the damn restroom now. Ain't even at the dance floor. Everything is VIP, so now everybody gets a bottle now. Everybody is special. But you don't look special no more. You don't look special no more. If you're going to the strip in Dubai and everybody got Lamborghini, well, what the hell with the Lamborghini? Who cares? When you're the only one with the Lamborghini, whoa. And it's like that in the sport of boxing. Because the belt federations got greedy. And now, these fighters that's in the top of their game or the cash cow of the sport of boxing are saying F you to the belt federation. And let me tell you like this. Why would you pay your 3% to a belt federation right now? Like, why would Ryan Garcia, where he's at right now, why he pay? I don't even know why Canelo Alvarez is paying. Why Javante Tan Davis is paying? And the reason why I say that these guys could drop their belts now is because, let's say for Teofimo Lopez, he already got a full Hall of Fame resume. Drop the belt. Don't pay these motherfuckers nothing. Don't pay these mother effers nothing. That's it. You got a Hall of Fame legacy. You're only 26 years old. Devin, you're only 25 years old. Drop that belt. Ain't nobody going to take that belt seriously. You just got beaten from pillar to post from Ryan Garcia. What you going to do carrying the belt? Oh, I ain't fighting him in the way. Man, you drop the belt. You wasting money. That right there, that money, that 3%, that could go to one of your kids, your future kids, or that could go to somebody special or somebody in need. Open up a school or something with that fee. You don't need to pay that fee for what? Ain't nobody going to respect that WBC title that you got on. I'm not going to respect that. Everybody in the world see you lose to Ryan Garcia. Who cares? People want to see Pitbull Cruz versus Javante Tan Davis, the rematch. Who cares? Pitbull Cruz, drop that. A lot of people talking about what's going to happen to Devin Haney. If Devin Haney going to be the same again? I don't know. All I could tell you is that his character told me throughout the fight that he's wanting to get right back up. And if he was wanting to get right back up in a fight, I think he's wanting to get right back up and go into a gym and fix what needs to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? I seen his heart. I seen his determination. Look, you're not going to win every fight. You're not going to win every fight. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people got this misconception that being undefeated is like normal. No, it's not. Okay, Floyd Mayweather's undefeated. Joe Calzaghe undefeated. And Andre Ward undefeated. Okay, now name me like 16. Name me 20 of them. That's it. That's abnormal, man. That's abnormal. Who cares? The fans don't care about undefeated records. What the fans care is that you give the effort, that you match your expectations or exceed your expectations. Fans know when you're not giving it your all because a fan knows your style. A fan knows how you fight. A fan knows when you're not giving your all. A fan know by experience what you could take. So when, let's say, Deontay Wilder said, man, I want to go out on my shield, and there was people, even myself, like, man, I don't want to see the rematch, man. I don't want to see the rematch, man. Come on, man. Tyson Fury was outboxing you in the first fight, and then he outslugged you in the second fight. What the hell you going to do in the third fight? Now I want to go out of my shield. All right, let this man go on his shield. Let me tell you like this. Deontay Wilder with the third fight, and a fight that a lot of people didn't want out here in this side of the pond. That was criticizing, man. We don't want to see the rematch because, of course, we wanted to see the undisputed matchup between Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury. So it's not knocking the people that wanted to see that didn't want to see the fight. I didn't want to see it because I wanted to see Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua. And I said that, and I said also in my YouTube channel, if that fight is not going to happen, then, of course, Deontay Wilder should fight Tyson Fury, because I believe if he was an undefeated reigning champion and only lost once, I think you deserve your get back. Not necessarily got to get it immediate, but I believe that you deserve your get back. As much as people don't want to see Bud Crawford versus Earl Spence was a champion for a long time, reigning champion. I know the way that he lost, but at the end of the day, I believe that he deserves his get back. Now, whether it's that I want to watch it or not, well, that's just an opinion. An opinion of me wanting to watch or not wanting to watch. But I believe a fighter that was a reigning undefeated champion should get his get back. I believe that Devin Haney should get his get back. I think he should get his opportunity to get his get back. It's just, do you want to see it or not? But I just believe, folks, that Devin Haney could go back to the drawing board. I think he's a smart kid. I think he's a good kid. Not a kid, a young man, right? Not trying to diss him and stuff like that. And I think that his father has done a wonderful job in managing his son. But if he was following the YouTube channel, I said several years ago that the way that they're going about it, yes, they're winning, so nobody's talking about it. But I was the one talking about it, and people was calling me hater this, hater that. I'm not a hater. I'm a boxing historian. I'm a boxing pugilist. I'm a boxing guy. And the way they was going about it in terms of training was very untraditional. And I'm not saying that you can't find your own way, because they was winning. But when you win, you don't see the flaws as much as when you lose. Sometimes you need to lose. Sometimes you need to take a step back. Right? The way that Devin Haney lost, yeah, it was beaten up from pillar to post and stuff like that. But the man just kept, you remember in Rocky? Man, the guy kept coming after you. Now, you don't need a man like that in all lives. You remember where Apollo Creed was looking at it, like he was looking at Rocky, and he's like, man, stay down, man, quit. Now, how we love Rocky Balboa, and we don't like Devin Haney. You're like, I did that? Huh? They was respecting Rocky Balboa when he kept on getting up, and Rocky won. Adrian, I love you. You respecting Rocky. We love the movie Rocky. But Devin Haney kept on getting up. That's why it was a majority decision. He gave himself a chance to take it to the scorecards and almost pulled off a draw. Even though it was a little bit corrupted, though. But what I'm saying is, Devin Haney is young enough, good enough, smart enough. The only thing is, for Devin Haney is you got to take now more control. I'm not saying take control, not let other trainers train you or nothing like that, but take control of how the business is dealt with if your father is just bringing all these different trainers and different camp. No, because I believe that Devin Haney lost an identity. An identity in which he should have never lost an identity, because his identity was he had a great coach in Mayweather Sr., a protege of Mayweather Sr. and Mickey Bay, that's going to keep how he was being billed as a defensive fighter. They did a wonderful job in hiding the weakness of Devin Haney, knowing that he does not have power. And they did a good job. Because this is what you do, and this don't even have to be in boxing. I always say that boxing translates into life itself. The smart ones know how to cater to their strength. Work on their weaknesses, but really cater to their strength. But athletes, the great ones, know how to hide their weaknesses. Everybody got weaknesses, even Floyd Mayweather. But the great ones know how to hide it better than others. Devin Haney had a beautiful defense. Devin Haney has a beautiful jab. What happened versus Ryan Garcia? That you was not sharp defensively. Forget about the weight, guys, because Ryan beat Devin Haney with skills, not weight. He beat him with skills, not weight. Ryan Garcia was the better skillful fighter. Defensively, offensively, footwork, punch selection, IQ. He beat him in every facet of the game. Patience, relaxed, inside game, mid range, mid, long, short, everything. He beat him in every single way and hurt him. Devin Haney's defense was not sharp. His offense was not sharp. And look, if Devin Haney's offense is not good, he always have good defense. But he lost his identity because his corner, his team, was pressuring Devin Haney to fight in an uncharacteristic way and try to knock out Ryan Garcia. You must be a damn fool. You guys in the Devin Haney camp, you guys stayed on social media. And you try to prove your haters wrong by telling Devin Haney that you need to go out there and knock out Ryan Garcia because you need to outperform Gervonta Tank Davis. Because leading up to the Ryan Garcia fight, all Devin Haney's corner cared about was Gervonta Tank Davis and the approval of the fans by gauging him with Gervonta Tank Davis. You got to outperform Gervonta Tank Davis and you got to go and get more money or just as much money in that pay-per-view buy. So when we go have a potential negotiation with Gervonta Tank Davis, we could tell him that when we fought Ryan, we had great numbers and we performed just as good as you and we got more legacy than you. Everything was predicated on Gervonta Tank Davis. They looked past Ryan Garcia, and that's why they got suckered in. I said this a long time ago, and now I have to debunk myself. I said that Devin Haney business was smart. They was one of the most smartest team. Let's not forget that Bill Haney was a manager of the year. One of the most smartest team. I said that Devin Haney, if he keeps going like this, he'll be the most powerful man, and one of the most powerful men in the sport of boxing by the age of 32. Still got a lot of time, because I believe not only in his skill set, but I believe the way they do business was different than everybody else. Bill Haney was cracking the Da Vinci Code in the sport of boxing. You just can't walk in the sport of boxing. It doesn't give a damn how much money you got in the sport of boxing. This is a whole different type of world. Jay-Z couldn't make it here with Roc Nation in the sport of boxing. Mike Tyson with his money, 50 Cent couldn't make it in this world. I don't give a damn if you're a billionaire. Bill Haney knew what he was doing. But just like everything else, just like in the movie, one of your favorite movies, Scarface. Remember when Frank was telling Tony Montana, you got to fly straight. You got to fly straight. You know what I'm saying? Bill Haney and Devin Haney was flying straight. They got greedy because they was in a position with the legacy that they have. It's not to be in a position, in a vulnerable position where Ryan Garcia says, well, I'm not coming at 143. Oh, you're not coming at 143. All right, we've been talking about that. Barbosa is gonna be the substitute of the fight if you don't come ready to fight. That's what the Haynes was saying leading up to the fight. But you got your 600K and you got greedy. And that 600K gave you that and gave you that ass whooping that you never had before. The 600K is the one that made your ass get whooped. That 600K, y'all guys got greedy. Y'all started chasing money and let the money chase you. Not all money is good money. Money is the root of all evil. You should have been reading the Quran when you made that deal. Because in the position where Devin Haney was in, why let go of that position? Why let go of that position? You're already getting money. Remember, Devin Haney already came from riches. Remember that Bill Haney was arguing with Mayweather, and he said, man, what do you think? My son was already in a Rolls Royce. In a Rolls Royce. Y'all was thinking like poor men. And y'all made poor decisions, just like these fighters that sometimes they sucker them into a deal because they really don't got no money. Y'all had money. Y'all had money. Y'all had accomplishment. Y'all was undefeated. Y'all was acting like bums in that negotiation. That's what happened. Y'all got greedy, but was acting like bums. Greed is the reason why Devin Haney also lost. In the negotiation room, looking past Ryan Garcia, saying you're going to knock him out, knowing that Devin Haney don't got no knockout power, knowing that Devin Haney probably doesn't even got no knuckles in his fist. Greed. And this is a lesson for everybody. Because I always say that boxing translates to life itself. When you got something good going, and got more, and you're going to have these opportunities, you don't have to be greedy. Because when you in the position that you at, Devin Haney, everything and everybody else in life, outside in your work and your family, right? When you got a beautiful wife and you got beautiful kids and you got this wife that's doing everything for you, and then you go out there and you still seek something else. Hey, man, hey, yo, this Vigigi juice is just landing in front of my lap. Then she's cute as well. Let me tap that. And then you lose everything when you get caught. You had everything, though. You had everything, though. You always going to have the opportunity to bump, bump, bang, 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 every chick. But there's going to be consequences for your greed. It's going to be consequences for your greed. But boxing today, it is where it's at. Where it was a long time ago. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why I say it's probably not, it's not bad. As much as it's unfortunate, but it's not bad. Because where boxing is at today, the fans don't care. Sometimes you gotta cater. Yes, cater to your legacy, but cater to I'm not gonna say society, because you still wanna hold your own, you still wanna have morals, right? But if most of the people, if most don't give a damn, and already you got a legacy reigning supreme, because they may not give a damn now, but when you retire, that legacy gonna come right back. But if you want Tank, and if you want to fight Ryan, forget about the belts. And I think these guys are in a position to say F the belts. That's why I have Tio, Shakur, and Devin, because they're in the position. They already got a brand name. Now, their brand may not be like Ryan and Tank, but their brand is going to be, their names is going to be affiliated with those Ryans and those Ryan and Tank. Like I said in the beginning, you can't talk about Tank without bringing Tio, Shakur, Haney, Ryan, and vice versa. And at the end of the day, they're all going to need each other. You want more money? Ryan, you wanted more money? You had to face Devin Haney. And Devin Haney, you wanted more money? You had to face Ryan Garcia and Tio. You want more money? You got to face Tank and Ryan. Shakur, you want more money? You already got accomplishments. But they're the ultimate prize fighters now. Prize fighters. You guys are the ultimate boxers. They're the ultimate prize fighting. And prize fighting has taken over the sport of boxing today. And prize fighting is going to keep boxing alive and put boxing where it used to be. Sometimes you got to go back to the beginning, right? Sometimes we all got to go back to the beginning. Sometimes we all got to go back to the center. Hey, when shit ain't working, you move from the nest, right? When you having a bad time, right? Right? You go out there, you leave the nest. You can have a you could be married, you can have a girlfriend, and you break up and you lose your home, or you lose where you go back. You go to mommy and daddy. You go back to the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, and this is where we at right now in the sport of boxing. And going back to the beginning ain't bad. Boxing is recharging itself. Boxing has gone back to its base. It's prize fighting, baby. When there was no belts on the line, it was just mano a mano. The best fighting the best. And the money is a prize.